The Syrian army is planning for a massive operation to clear Aleppo of armed groups. Sporadic clashes are also going on between insurgents and the army on the outskirts of the capital. Syria says the unrest is part of a foreign plot to bring about regime change in the country. Iran sends another shipment of relief aid to Syria. The aid includes medical equipment and ambulances worth $1.5 million. This is the third relief aid shipment Iran has sent to Syria over the past few months. The other two aid shipments were food supplies. Anti-regime protesters in Saudi Arabia hold rallies to demand the release of teenage activist Mohammed al-Shakhouri. The protest took place in Qatif. That's where Shakhouri was injured and arrested last Friday. Anti-regime rallies have continued in Saudi Arabia over the past year, despite a government ban. Security forces arrest anti-regime protesters in Bahrain. The security forces attacked the demonstrators in Deir district, north of the capital, Manama. The Bahraini regime has harshly cracked down on the popular uprising in the Persian Gulf kingdom. Many demonstrators have been killed. Iran's senior negotiator calls on the P5+1 group to take a constructive and effective approach toward Tehran's nuclear energy program. Saeed Jalili has held talks with the top EU diplomat, Catherine Ashton, over the phone. She said she would discuss Iran's proposals with the P5+1 representatives. US aviation officials investigate an air traffic control error of three planes over Washington, D.C. Two regional jets were allowed to take off in the wrong direction. At the same time and place, another plane was coming in for landing. The US Transport Secretary insists the planes were in no imminent danger. Over 200 Canadian policewomen and former officers say they've been subject to sexual abuse and harassment on the job. They say Canadian authorities have known about the abuses for years but have taken no action on their numerous complaints. And North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un meets a visiting senior Chinese official Wang Jia in the North Korean relations. Currently, North Korea holds good relations with its neighbor China.